96 degrees, and we're under an extreme heat warning here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. The fight over traffic around Chiquita Estate and Gardens is ratcheting up with a lawsuit against Metro from the Bellmead Highlands Group, Neighbors for Safety. The neighborhood group had already taken action with an appeal targeting Chiquita's ability to host large events like concerts. That prompted Chiquita to launch a petition last week saying the effort could shutter the historic site outright. The lawsuit, filed today, notes hundreds of thousands of people visit the Nashville landmark each year. It alleges the city has failed to enforce its own zoning laws. It also points to a mobility study Metro produced in 2025 that recommended Chiquita add a new entrance. Chiquita floated a plan last year for a road that would cut through a wooded part of Warner Park. That stalled, and it's not clear what headway has been made on that since that time. Earlier this week, a top Chiquita official wrote in a Tennessean opinion piece that it would, quote, not be bullied into closing its gates. Among other things, the lawsuit seeks a stop work order against Chiquita until the matter is resolved. After Congress passed the 2018 Farm Bill, products derived from hemp that can produce marijuana-like effects began being sold in states where the substance remained illegal, like Tennessee. As of today, when new state regulations governing these products go into effect, that will no longer be the case. Matthew Chapman of LabCanna says new laws mean businesses like his will have to make big changes. He also says that's nothing new.
Everybody's going to have to restructure the way that they do business. I mean, on the retail side of things, you're going to have to, again, focus on edibles, topicals. You're going to have to get creative. I mean, that's sort of always been the wrath of this industry's path. There's a constant back and forth legislatively. So you've had to pivot a bunch of different times.
You can hear the full episode of This is Nashville wherever you get your podcasts or on WPLN.org, where you'll always find more news.